your daily Lex.
It has been a long time since I did an episode without a cold open, right? Just theme song and then straight into the episode. So, I don't know. I was excited to do that because why not? It's been a minute. So yeah, as I mentioned last night when I did a fairly late night for me recording session, I started taking paid subscriptions on my games. And that's been fun because when you do paid subscriptions on the internet, and some of you already know this because you're developers, you know, it's complicated. You got to integrate with various payment solutions. You've got to find a payment processor, and those payment processors, whether it's something like PayPal or Stripe or some of the others, they take a cut. That's how they make money. So if you charge somebody $20, they might take like a dollar or some number of cents, and that's how they get paid. Integrating with all those services is always a pain. I had never done a full-on Stripe integration. I did one 1,000 years ago for Podlexing, but I hadn't done a full-blown Stripe integration in some time. And there are so many ways that you don't have to do it, right? You can integrate with a service like Memberful, which is owned by Patreon, where they handle transaction stuff for you, so they can do all that. Or you can roll your own. And I decided for some reason, I'm going to roll my own. Almost never a good idea, but I, you know, it's like, you know, Stripe has a robust API. So I'm like, I'm going to integrate all of it. And Stripe has, you know, they know that taking payments and doing that stuff is complicated. So they have a nice little testing mechanism where you can use, put your system into a test mode and use specific test credit cards to test all the things. I don't like the way Stripe implements its complicated, detailed, nuanced testing mode though, because it makes you have separate products too. So like my products are lifetime subscription, which is really not a subscription at all, but a one-time purchase, monthly subscription, which is a subscription, and annual subscription, which is a subscription. That was a fun sentence to say. But I have to have the 3 test versions of that and the 3 real versions of that. I'd rather that the test mode let me use the real versions, but I understand Stripe's mental model. It just doesn't match mine. Anyway, testing all those things was a giant pain. And while some of it worked for some people yesterday, sometimes it didn't work for some people yesterday. In fact, there's one person who I know subscribed, and her payment actually didn't go through, and it activated her subscription anyway. I know who that person is. I like that person. So I'm just not doing anything about it yet. We'll see what happens in a month. You know, my buddy Greg was noticing that the annual subscription wasn't working properly for him. The annual one. And so I'm working with him to fix it. And I'm like, hey, thanks so much for helping me to get that fixed. Let me refund you. And he's like, no, let me pay for things I like. Then another friend was testing out the lifetime subscription from Canada. And I noticed that Canadians could not successfully trigger the lifetime subscription. And so I worked on that with him. And I'm like, hey, let me refund your lifetime subscription since you helped me so much. And he's like, great. By the way, totally a fair response. I don't offer it if I don't mean it. What's extra funny is Stripe, and by funny, I mean, Stripe, you know, lets you do a refund, no problem, but they don't refund their transaction fees. So you lose money on the transaction when you refund somebody. I think that's stupid. I think Stripe should eat those transaction fees on a refund because that would be the noble thing to do, but Stripe isn't noble. Then I had somebody say, hey, I signed up and everything worked great, but how come I never got a receipt? I got your confirmation email, but not a receipt. And I kind of, I guess, forgot or didn't know, or some combination of the two, that, can you forget a thing you didn't know? But that Stripe wouldn't automatically send receipt emails, which indeed it doesn't. I'm rolling my own thing. So I had to, you know, implement a receipt sending solution. But then I also had to go through and say, oh, well, there's a list of all those people who signed up yesterday who didn't get a receipt. So today I sent them a receipt for their transactions yesterday. It was a whole thing. Anyway, never roll your own payment solution. Build on the backs of others or something. But it's all good now. Things are in nice shape. I added keyboard support on Lexicox today, which means that if you're on a device with a keyboard, you can type in your words instead of finding the things to click, and it can make you way faster if you're competitive on that front. And yeah, so things are good. And I've got a new game in the works. I don't know exactly when it'll launch, but I'm figuring it out. And I got some beta testers, so that's always exciting. Anyway, as you know, we're going through the album, the new album, A Sentiment That's Almost True. I used to struggle to remember the name of the album each time, but now I think I've got it locked in. Yesterday, you heard a song that I really find delightful. It's that ad for a podcast called My Podcast, and it's just weird. It's like, I think the guy has you kidnapped, and I think he's making a true crime podcast, and I think it's about your murder that he is going to commit. That's how I interpret my own song. But anyway, the next song on the album is I'm Gonna Call Her. And the true story of that song is I wrote it in college and I was inspired. I had been watching a Beach Boys documentary on VH1. And I guess it was Brian Wilson was sitting at a piano and he just started playing chords. And he's like, that's a song. And I was like, yeah, that is how you write a song. And then I wrote a song that was just me playing chords on a piano. And this is that song. I did have to update one verse. It talks about texting, which didn't exist when I wrote the song, but I couldn't remember one line of the song. So I added a new thing about texting. Anyway, enjoy. Happy Wednesday. I almost said the word anyway correctly just now, and here it is.
I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna call her. And when I ring her, she will sing for joy. 'Cause I'm the boy for her. I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna call her. Soon as I finish watching this TV show, I know, call her now. Between the dialing and the phone ring, I start to worry, will she hurry to the phone, or would she rather be alone? I'm gonna call her, yeah. I'd like to call her. Thank God that I won't have to look her in the eye. But is my voice too high tonight? I'm gonna call her. Swear to God, I'm gonna call her. She always would have been so nice when we talked if I hadn't walked away. Between the dialing and the phone ring, will she answer, given the chance for sure? Will she say yes? I'm gonna call her. I'd really like to call her. But now I wonder if I should maybe just text and then call her next instead. I'm just not that guy, but I'd like to try. What if she said no? What if she didn't though? Between the dialing and the phone ring, I start to worry, will she hurry to the phone, or would she rather be alone? Between the dialing and the phone ring, will she answer, given the chance for sure? Will she say yes? I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna call her tomorrow.
Lex.